الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة، وإنه ليدنو ثم يباهي بهم الملائكة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, through the fazl and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have reached the culmination of Ayyamul Hajj, that period of the Islamic calendar which begins from the first of Shawwal, which we refer to as the days of Hajj, the supreme benevolent fifth pillar of Islam, an open and a living and a glaring testimony to the extreme magnanimity, compassion, kindness, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The various manasik of Hajj, the extent to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up the doors of His mercy, we can see clearly from the famous hadith which Allama Munziri rahimahullah in his At-Targhib wa Tarheeb mentions, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Masjid Khayf in Mina, and two sahaba approached. One was from the Banu Thaqif clan and one was an Ansari. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we have come to ask you some questions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want, you may proceed, or if you want, I will inform you what the questions are that you came to ask me, because Jibreel has come and informed me as to what your questions are. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. It's a lengthy hadith, just a summary of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to them that you have come to ask of the various manasik and rites of Hajj, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, what reward has been promised with regards to it. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِن بَيْتِكَ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, by the oath of Allah, definitely that is what we came to ask. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِن بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا وَأَمَّا رَكَعْتَاكَ بَعْدَ الطَّوَافِ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَائِيلَ وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ سَبْعِينَ رَقَبَةً. He said, when the Hujjaj leave their house to proceed towards Ka'batullah, every step that they take, one sin is forgiven and one good deed is written down. They reach Makkah Mukarramah and they perform Tawaful Qudum. After Tawaful Qudum, two rakats of Salah, Wajibut Tawaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward as if they freed a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. In other words, an Arab slave. Then they will proceed for Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah will give them the reward as if they freed 70 slaves. Wa amma wukufuka ashiyata arafa. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أَوْ كَقَطْرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ أَفِيضُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Then the Hujjaj will gather on the plains of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends a descension in keeping with His greatness. Allah ta'ala, looking at the Hujjaj Baytullah that have gathered on the plains of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them to His angels. Ibadi ha'ula. Look at my slaves. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. They desire my mercy, they fear my azab. Allah ta'ala addresses the gathering of Arafah. If your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heavens, or your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, or your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans, لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition that not only are you forgiven, but those on whose behalf you will seek intercession, they also are forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجَمَارِ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ حَصَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ Thereafter the rami of the jamarat takes place, the pelting of the shayateen. For each stone, each pebble that is pelted, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one such sin is forgiven, mubiqat. That if Allah had not forgiven this sin would have taken you to damnation, to Jahannam. Such a sin is forgiven. وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ فَمَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ Sacrifice of the qurbani animal, that is a special reward. A special reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep as a zakhira and provision for you. وَأَمَّا حِلَاقُكَ شَعْرَكَ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَلَقْتَهَا حَسَنَا وَيُمْحَانْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا Then you will shave your head, for every strand of hair that you will shave off, Allah Ta'ala will write down one good deed for you and one sin is forgiven. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ Then the culmination, tawaf is ziyara. فَإِنَّكَ تَطُوفُ وَلَا ذَنْبَ لَكَ Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this haji when he proceeds for this tawaf, you are making tawaf in such a condition, فَلَا ذَنْبَ لَكَ Allah has forgiven all your sins. يَأْتِي مَلَكٌ حَتَّى يَضَعَ يَدَهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيكَ The angel of Allah will come, and the angel of Allah will place its hand between the shoulder blades of this haji. And the angel will say to him, اعمل فيما تستقبل فقد غفر لك ما مضى. That do good deeds now for the future. Allah has forgiven all your past. We cannot imagine the extent of Allah's mercy. This day of Arafah, 9th of Zulhijjah. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَبَدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةٍ There is no day in which Allah frees more souls from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. It's mentioned in one riwayat, Allah Ta'ala says to His angels, I have forgiven all of them. The angels say, Ya Rasulullah, amongst them there is so and so, this is the sin that he has done. There is this person, this is the sin that he has done. Ya Allah, this person has committed such a great sin. The angels start enumerating the extent of the wrongs. Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, I have forgiven all of them. I have forgiven all of them. Aisha radiallahu anha says, more souls, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, more souls are freed on this day than any other day. Allah Ta'ala descends a dissension in keeping with His greatness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to His angels. This day of Arafah, one is the Hujjaj themselves. The other is the rest of the ummah. This is that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on this day. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ Mufassirin say, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ Qasam on the 10th, qasam on the 9th of Zulhijjah. This night, between the 9th and 10th, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرِ Qasam and oath on the night as it passes. For the rest of the ummah, this day, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions the riwayat, Siyamu yawmi Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Siyamu yawmi Arafah. The fasting of the day of Arafah, tukaffiru sanata allati qablaha wallati ba'daha. Last year's sins and the coming year's sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. My respected brothers, this is a season. This is a season. There are certain khasais, certain characteristics, certain peculiarities, certain specialities that are attached to the day of Arafah, that it is important that we revisit. We take these asbab, we take these lessons. Doesn't matter if we ourselves didn't go for Hajj this year, but these are universal lessons that each one of us has to take. Unfortunately, when it comes to the a'mal and ibadat of deen, to a very large extent, many of us are going through the rituals. We are going through the motions. Tomorrow will be qurbani, the animal will be slaughtered. We will go through the motions. But the lesson we are supposed to take, the haqiqat, the reality of that amal we are supposed to visit, unfortunately, illa mashallah, majority of us, it escapes us. This year was the lament and the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said with regards to Hajj, تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَا أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهُ وَأُوسَاطُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَفُقَرَاؤُهُمْ لِلْمَسْأَلَةِ وَقُرَّاؤُهُمْ لِلْرِيَاءِ وَالسُّنْعَةِ. He said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come. The rich people, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. The middle class and a commercial enterprise. The poor, a begging expedition. And even the ulama and the scholars, a showing off expedition. Certain sheikh made so many hajj, certain sheikh made so many hajj. What is the warning? Do not lose the ruh. Do not lose the essence. Do not lose the soul of these amal. This day of Arafah, Bukhari Sharif hadith, one Jew addressed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ayatun fi kitabikum. There is one verse that is revealed in your Quran. If this verse lo unzila alayna ma'ashara al-yahud, lattakhadna dhalika al-yawm eida. If the same verse had to be revealed in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, then we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid, a day of celebration. Umar was not an ordinary person radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was that personality. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. That firas, he was a glaring example, a living testimony of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْذُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He said, Fear the inner wisdom, that special sixth sense, that perception, that understanding that Allah gives a true believer. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْذُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Because he looks with the nur of Allah. Umar was a living example of that. رضي الله تعالى عنه. إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمْ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي نَزَلَتْ وَالْمَكَانَ الَّذِي نَزَلَتْ فِيهِ. Umar says, I know the day when this verse was revealed. And I know the place when it was revealed. You are talking of one Eid. For us it was two Eids. One it was the day of Jumu'ah. One it was the day of Jumu'ah. The other it was the day of Arafah. What greater Eid can there be for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It was after Asr Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his camel Adba. Jibreel came down with this verse. What is the verse that was referred to? That the Jews said, if we had received this verse, we would have made its revelation a day of celebration. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Unfortunately, majority of us don't understand Arabic, so we can't truly appreciate the nuances, truly appreciate the inner wisdom that is contained in these expressions of Quran. Allahu Akbar. Look at this verse. Al-yawm. Al-yawm. Today. What is the underlying implication? From Adam alayhi salam, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were sent. Amongst them were Rusul, those that received Shariat. Decades, millennia had passed. Mankind had gone through stage upon stage upon stage.
After a dastan legacy of revelation, qurbani, sacrifice, hardship, shariat upon shariat, khumilu ala lakshab, nushiru bil manashir, wa yumshatu bi amshatil hadid, ma duna lakhmihi wa idami, for the sake of these deen, for the sake of these revelations, for the sake of the shariat, for the upliftment of it, for the protection of it, people were slaughtered, they were crucified, their bodies were cut into pieces, the flesh was separated from the bones of their bodies. Yet, after this stage upon stage of revelation, qurbani sacrifice, finally on the day of Arafah, in the last year of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth, finally this verse comes down, al-yawm, today. Finally, now, akmaltu lakum deenakum, Islam has reached its perfection. Deen has reached its perfection. Shariat has reached its culmination, its perfection. Atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Sahabi raised his hand. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamaman ni'ma. Allah says, my ni'mat was completed upon you. Atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Sahabi is making dua. Ya Allah, I ask you for tamamun ni'ma, for the completion of ni'mat, the perfection of your bounty and favor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him, do you know what you just asked for? Do you know what is tamamun ni'ma? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, tamamun ni'ma is that Allah saves you from Jahannam and puts you into Jannat. Allah makes you a maghfirat. Atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Allah's maghfirat, Jannat, key to it. Allah's ni'mat, bounty, the key to it. Waraditu lakumul Islam adina. There is no other road, no other way of salvation, no other way of life. That is why ghaliban it was in the same Hajj that my Nabi said, taraktukum ala al-mahajjatil bayda layluha kanahariha. I am leaving you behind. I am leaving behind for you a clear proof. Hujjat. Mahajjatun bayda. Normally when it becomes dark, what happens? There is an element of ambiguity. There is an element of confusion. White appears to be black, black appears to be white. You can't see, you get confused. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when it comes to my deen, my shariat, kitabullah wa sunnata rasulihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is shariat? What is deen? Jami'u ma ja'a bihin nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the kaleidoscope, the conjunction, the collection of the 24-hour daily life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is deen, that is shariat. Whether it is the camel age, whether it is the space age, whether it is the rocket age, whether man walks on moon or the Mars. No matter how advanced technologically humanity becomes, no matter what ideologies they may be, no matter what is propagated, what is purported, whatever happens, Allah in His ilm-e azali, in His eternal knowledge, by the revelation of this verse, is informing the entire humanity till the last person to come before Qiyamah. If you want my Jannat, if you want success, if you want salvation, there is no other road, no other way. One road, one way of life, one pure system, untainted by the ravages of time. Interpolators will come, adulterators will come. There will be that so-called intelligentsia, academic thinkers that will say Islam is a contemporary religion. We need to change, we need to shift. Why? Because we want to please those who psychologically have become our masters. So change the shariat. Adapt it. There'll be verses in the Quran, Ar-rijalu qawwamun ala nisa. Allah Ta'ala has given men authority over women. This is Allah's system. No. This is not tenable for the constitution. This is not tenable for this current period. This these type of expressions, let us put another interpretation on it. There will be that period of time that will say, okay, allow intermingling between men and women. Let the airwaves resound with the voice of women. Why? It's not parda. Why? Because this shariat that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with, it's not palatable. So change it, interpolate it, adulterate it, introduce something else. In Arafah, through the revelation of this verse, every one of people of Iman, every Muslim, is told till Qiyamah, that if you want your Iman to be complete, if you want your Islam to be complete, if you want tamamun ni'mah, if you want to be saved from Allah's azab, if you want entry into Jannah, then inside, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah has written a kitab called Aqsamul Quran. The qasams and the oaths that Allah takes in the Quran. This was not an ordinary scholar. He says of all the verses where Allah takes qasam in the Quran, sometimes one place, sometimes twice, sometimes three times, sometimes five times, sometimes 11 times. He says the most beautiful qasam taken in the entire Quran. Fala wa rabbik. Fala wa rabbik. Fala wa rabbik. Again, the problem that we face is to describe, translate this in English. The beauty is difficult, but what is the literal translation? Allah. Allah is addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved. And Allah Ta'ala is saying to him, O my beloved, I, Allah, take qasam on the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I, Allah, take qasam on your Rabb. Who is the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah himself. Yet Allah doesn't say, I take qasam on myself. No. Such is the beauty. Fala wa rabbik. It's almost as if you want to talk in literary sense, Allah separates himself. And in the third person, in this verse, such is the terminology, Allah says, O my beloved, I take qasam on your Rabb. Such is the beauty. Fala wa rabbik. By the qasam of your Rabb, the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by Allah's qasam, la yuminun, they don't have iman. The iman can never be complete. This apologetic iman, this contemporary iman, this adulterated iman, this afatu'minuna bi ba'dil kitab wa takfuruna bi ba'd, believe in what suits you, don't believe in what suits you, interpolate, adulterate, change it. My respected brothers, this is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous precedent if we are going to set for ourselves. This is a trap. Don't fall into this trap. Fala wa rabbik. By the qasam of your Rabb, by the qasam of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yuminun, they don't have iman. Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum. Until in every dispute, the decider is your sharia. Your day, your night, what you have come with. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ. And then after making you the decider, in their hearts there isn't one iota of reservation. There is not this apologetic stance that thing is something superior. What we have is the most superior. The haya of my Nabi is the most superior. The culture of my Nabi is the most superior. The day of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most superior. The night of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most superior. Wa yusallimu taslima. This is Islam. Total submission. They hand themselves completely over to your Shariat. Then only they have iman by the qasam of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what this verse means. Al-yawm. Today, finally, the last word, the last testimony, the last shariat, the last way of life, which will not change. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina. You want to make Allah happy? You want to make his Nabi happy. You want happiness. You want dunya. You want akhirat. It is one thing and one thing only. Jami'u ma ja'a bihi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The practical day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-islami deenan falan yuqbala min. And Quran has set such a seal upon this that Allah says, come before me with anything else. Come before me with anything else and we will never ever accept it from you. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter you will be amongst the losers. Such a day, this day of Arafah was chosen for this. The seal that was placed on the Shariat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَا. So take the sabak. Take the sabak, take the lesson from inside, make tawbah. Cry before Allah when we got affected by the voice of batil around us, by the voice of propaganda around us. Wallah, my respected brothers, whether it is coronavirus, whether it is that shaitan box, whether it is photography, whatever issue it may be, whatever we are facing today, let the Shariat guide us. Let the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guide us. Let the teachings of my Nabi guide us. Let this be our guiding light, our shining light. Taraktukum ala al-mahajjati al-bayda. There is no ambiguity. Layluha ka nahariha. Night is clear, day is clear. You want to meet Allah with success? Meet Allah on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one important, sublime lesson of Arafah. This is one important, sublime lesson for us to learn through this entire amal of Hajj. There are other asbaq, other lessons. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. If Allah gives the opportunity in some other time, we will continue. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah.